I thought we were good in spells. Defensively, we were either one extreme or the next as far as rotations and what we like to do as a team. So it was a little bit frustrating at times. Trying to get guys on the same page and during the game is tough, but we managed to get it together in that fourth quarter, and you showed by getting so many stops and rebounds. And, you know, we didn't score the ball particularly well. I think we missed some stuff around the rim late in that game and missed some free throws, but you got to be happy with the win.
Through to the next round, how does that feel?
Good. You know, it's always good to make a semi in the season, keep yourself alive. Newcastle's, you know, a tough team. We always have difficulties with them, so I don't expect anything different this year, even though we haven't played them yet.
As you said, not played them yet this year, so not really knowing what to expect, or have you done some scouting on them? Or
I haven't done too much scouting, to be honest. I think Fab will be true to his system, and you know, he has so many guys that are still returning. I know they have a couple pieces, but one of the guys, the point guard, Gauz, left and came back, so he's familiar with how things work. So they've got a pretty good continuity, and you know, they'll be defensively minded, and we got to make sure we do a good job because they will crash the glass and knock down shots. So we got to play full 24-second defensive clocks and rebound.
Just talk me through the game tonight. Fast start to the game, and then, well, you take up the story.
Good start to the game. I think they came out slow out the blocks. You know, the style they play, they like to get up and down. They like to dribble penetration, and they were kind of sluggish a little bit in that first quarter. When they started getting it going, they made shots and started to show what they can really do. As far as we go, we got a little bit of niggly foul trouble here and there, knick-knack stuff, and I was just being overcautious and keeping my guys out and rotating a lot. So, you know, we made it to the second half in a good space, and we made a good run in that fourth quarter. But third quarter, you know, we were flat, and like I said, we just didn't execute defensively our game plan at all.
When you get to the end of the third quarter and it's 50-all, what's going through your mind at that point? Big 10 minutes coming up.
Yeah, it was a case of I knew that we could, you know, we'd have success if we could just get back to what was working, what has worked for us. And it seems like this team likes to switch on late in games, but sometimes it might be too late. So we guys got to work on understanding that and trying to be more consistent and sustain that kind of mental toughness.
After the London game, you were talking about bouncing back from that performance. Do you feel like you got the performance that you wanted tonight?
I thought we were much tougher. I thought we did a better job on the rebounding front. I don't know if that's indicative because London's probably a little bigger and a little more physical than Durham will be, but you know, it's still good to see that's clicked in a little bit, and you know, we showed more effort on that side of the ball. But offensively, I like to see guys maybe execute a little bit better and finish things off, but you know, it's game to game, different things, different players will step up on this team, so hopefully it's just, you know, it'll give guys some motivation and some encouragement.
A word on Patrick Horsman tonight, MVP performance, just a word on him tonight.
Solid. You know, he did what I asked. He made buckets when we needed him to. He's rebounded the ball really well. And that's one of the main concerns for us right now is rebounding. He did a good job of coming out and asserting himself early, and that's what we needed.
What do you make to his start to the season?
I think he's still finding his foot a little bit. Sometimes he can be a little bit passive when he should be aggressive, and sometimes it's just about getting the ball in the right positions and taking his shots and making his plays. But that comes with maturity and understanding how it goes. So he's young still, he just graduated, so he's still getting his bones.
Certainly. And then looking ahead to the other game you got this weekend, Manchester away, a team that's kind of struggling for a bit of consistency at the moment.
Yeah, they are. You know, I would say they're kind of similar in a sense to Durham. They have a lot of quick guards that like to look to dribble penetration and spread the shooters around the floor. They like to get up tempo and push the ball in transition. So our game plan will be similar to tonight, and hopefully you can do a little better job on it.
And another road game for you, and kind of your only losses this season have come on the road. So what needs to change when you do go on the road?
Just better execution, tougher. You know, the calls aren't always going to go our way, and you know, the new atmosphere, guys haven't really, it's a toughness to go on the road and play like it's your home court, and we haven't really done that. We've shown a lot of you know, mental lax in that way. We come out flat. We don't really shoot the ball particularly well. So we need to just try to shrug that stuff off and come out and play our game.
I don't want to look too far ahead, but your next home game's Birmingham, a team that you put a ton on the last time they were here. I'm guessing you're looking to do the same.
Well, Birmingham, they almost got us in their place again. You know, those one of the ones we escaped by the skin of our teeth. Again, the type of team that they haven't won a game, and they have their backs against the wall, so they're swinging for the fences. And they have pieces. They have guys that can shoot. Benson's leading the league in scoring right now, and they have the British talent there. So, again, for us, it's about doing the small things, concentrating on executing defensively, and you know, just not having those lapses we have sometimes.
And I guess not taking a team like that too lightly.
Yeah, definitely. That's always the fear when you play in this league. It's always like, oh, they're in the bottom. But in this league, it's still competitive. Even from that bottom spot, team still can knock off number one. It's that competitive.
Talking about how competitive the league is, the top five are separated by kind of 2 points. Have you ever known it this close?
No, not since I've been here. I mean, it'll start spreading out soon enough, and hopefully we're on the right side of that spread. But, you know, teams will start playing each other and knock each other off. It's going to be tough. You know, I don't expect anything different. Last year, I think it was a bit of an anomaly that it was kind of a runaway, which it may happen again this year, but I don't see it as much. I think there's a lot of teams that can beat each other.